Hi there. This is Ryoko Takao from Tokyo, Japan, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 63 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The topic of this episode is a pair of words that cause a lot of confusion. Many people who are learning English have trouble using these two words properly. The two words are until and by. Until is U-N-T-I-L, and by is B-Y. Now, before I talk about how to use these words and what they mean, I should point out that by has many different meanings. As you probably know, prepositions are one of the hardest things to learn how to use properly in English. And the preposition by has many different meanings, and it can be used in many different ways. But I'm going to talk about one particular meaning of by, and it is a meaning that is similar to the meaning of until. Here's an example. I can say, I'm going to talk to my friend until midnight. I'm going to talk to my friend until midnight. I can also say, I'm going to talk to my friend by midnight. Now, these mean completely different things, but it's easy to see how they confuse people. Let's take the sentence with until. I'm going to talk to my friend until midnight. That means there is a period of time starting now and ending at midnight. And for that whole period of time, from now to midnight, I will talk to my friend. So, until is used when we are talking about periods of time, a span of time, a time with a beginning and an end. And until always talks about the end of that period of time. So when I say, I'm going to talk to my friend until midnight, I mean I'm going to talk to my friend starting now, and I will keep talking with my friend for a period of time that ends at midnight. I will talk to my friend until midnight. I will talk to my friend starting now and ending at midnight. How is the sentence with by different? I'm going to talk to my friend by midnight. When we use by, we are always talking about something that will happen or start happening no later than a certain time. With this sentence, I'm going to talk to my friend by midnight, what I'm saying is I will start talking to my friend no later than midnight. Maybe I will call my friend at 9 o'clock, or maybe 10 o'clock. Or 11 o'clock, or 11:59, but I will not call my friend later than midnight. By means no later than. I have to turn in my homework by Friday. In other words, I could turn it in now, or on Wednesday, or on Thursday, or on Friday, but no later than Friday, because by means no later than this time. So you can see how the words until and by are different, but also similar and easy to confuse. So let me say it again. Here's how I think you should think about until and by. Until is always about the end of a period of time when something is continuing to happen. And by is always used for things that will happen or start happening no later than a certain time. And that's the end of episode 63 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to find out how you can record an introduction to a future episode, the same way you heard Ryoko's introduction at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon. Here is a bonus lesson. Did you hear what I said at the end of this episode? It's the same thing I say at the end of every episode. I say, I'll be back soon, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning, which is very good advice, but it also uses the word until in exactly the way I talked about this episode. I'll be back next week, and until that time, you should keep doing something. You should keep going and practicing and learning up to that time when I come back for the next episode. Okay, and now, goodbye.